Welcome back to the 2021 Pickleball Championships here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm Ron Johnsonberg, and with me as always is my clean-shaven, funny-looking guy with a weird hat, Bob Frankensteinbergstein.
Yeah, we're a couple of Jewish fellas. Remember the first time you've ever seen your dad's dick? And
dude, I've been traumatized for years.
Dude, it's a fucking tricky situation. It's a thing you never forget.
I love how we just went from some random, weird, goofy opening to, hey, do you remember the last time you saw your dad's dick? Or the first time?
Pause,
I don't know.
Pause.
Or last?
So for
Are
me,
they different?
Personally, it was the same. The first was also the last.
Just one and done?
What seems to be your situation was, are we talking numerous occasions? And are we drinking a Twisted Tea? Because I'm drinking a White Claw, because this is my pregame that I actually just cracked, because we didn't talk at all. We did not talk.
We didn't catch up. We didn't do anything. We just said, pitter patter, let's get at her. Bob's your uncle. Let's go.
I don't know if you've said any of those things.
Definitely not. But dude, I remember being a kid, and my dad, he moved into an apartment in Seattle, and I was with him that summer, and he started dating this gal. I don't know if it was his now wife or a different, I think it was a different lady. And I remember walking, somebody knocked on the door. And I, it woke me up, and my dad came out of the bedroom. And it was a one-bedroom apartment because he was having his house built. So it was a one-bedroom apartment. I remember he walked, the nighttime or early morning, one of the two, but there was a knock at the door. And I remember him walking out of the bathroom, or not the bathroom, the bedroom, at that moment putting his robe on and just, right in the face. It was just like, oh, fuck.
God,
see that? God. Yeah, how about manscaping, Pa? Just look like a violent reaction of skin and hair.
Dude, yeah. I walked in. I did the walk in, and it was.
Was he jerking off?
No, God. No. I don't think my dad's ever jerked off.
You don't think so?
No. I'm going to have to say no.
No. I bet he's rubbing out that easy one right now.
It's his birthday today. We just got back from a little birthday shindig.
For sure he is. He's absolutely right now just rubbing out that easy. He's thinking about your mom when she was 24 and just going, there it is. No, she wasn't. He wasn't thinking of her when she was 24.
24 is before kids, so that could happen, yeah. No, when you're when you're in your 60s, you ain't thinking of your wife still when you masturbate. You're thinking
Like the OG version that you married, not the one that you have now, but like the OG, the woman that was just fit and trim and still took care of her situation downstairs. You're not thinking about it. You're not cranking one out to that.
My question is, so when people from the generation above you, right before you, so we're talking 50s and 60s, right? When they jerk off in today's day and age. What are they, if they close their eyes, what are they doing? Are they picturing, the porn that they've seen in magazines? Are they picturing, I'm thinking they're picturing, magazine pages, you know?
They got Farrah Fawcett, No, it's Farrah Fawcett in her heyday with the feathered hair and, the halter top, the band tan line right around her tits. That's what they're thinking of. That's it. That's the only thing they're thinking of. I can't believe how cool.
They're not thinking about that.
No, they're not thinking about their 72-year-old wife.
Or no, even just internet porn now. They're not thinking about internet porn.
I don't think so.
You know, they're not shit. They're thinking of the VCR section of a store at one point. You know, that's what I think.
They're thinking
it's burnt into your memory.
Yeah, they're thinking original peep show. They've got the black and white where you put this little book thing into this thing that you put over your eyes and you turn a knob and then it's porn. That's what they're thinking of. They're going way back.
Yeah, probably.
So
probably.
Today we've got the double dry hopped IPA Series 2. I don't know what the Series 1 is, but this is the Series 2. You know me in a simple can at a Tupps Brewery in McKinley, Texas. What do you smash that White Claw?
You want me to? Because I got a nice, I got some Stellas next to me, dude. I'm fucking classy as a motherfucker. Ooh. I still got my goddamn boots on, bro. I still got my fucking boots on. I'm not even going to make myself at home here. Yeah, I'm not even going to. If you want to just see these puppies, man. If you want to see, look at. If you want to just. Oh, that's a good looking boot.
That's nice. They make those for men?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. The woman toe is something special there. It's nice. It's nice to have that woman, you know.
Have you ever worn a little extra support in the arch?
Have you ever like owned clothing that you? Yeah, yeah. I don't have flat feet. I got arched feet. Yeah. Have you ever worn something that you're not positive was for men or female? Like you're like this. I wore this sweatshirt zip up for years. I got it, believe it or not, from Forever 21.
So.
And can I also, I'm pretty sure it was a guy sweatshirt. I used to love it. It was a zip up, but the zipper was on the wrong side. I never had a zipper go from the other side.
Oh, definitely men's clothing with the zipper on the other side. Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, I was going to say, I mean, come on, you're in the biz. I can tell you right now, I did a theatrical stage performance where I had to wear tights. So I fully understand. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but see, now that's not for... We're not in the same boat. That's not the same.
That's different. No. You committed on a daily basis to, and made a choice to wake up and put on this woman's hoodie. I get it. I mean, man's. Whoa, man's hoodie. I was thinking about this the other day, right? Because I feel like I've heard, like, just small time, like, really minor chatter that people are getting offended at gender-specific clothing. Which I'm like, okay, hang on a second. Do you expect me, with this beard, and Nick with his shoulder blades, do you expect us to really like put on thongs and like lacy tops? And the way they cut women's clothing is also. Are we just now just all gonna wear basically brown paper bags and just be like, well, I'm gender neutral. I don't even know what this is, and just we don't have to worry about fashion or body forming clothing, because I'm okay with that. I lost a little bit of weight and then I immediately put it back on, so it's like my shirts are a little tighter in areas I don't want them to be. So if we're going baggy, I might be in.
Yeah, you're not feeling too hot about your performance visually at the moment, because I'm feeling pretty good. I recently slipped a pill. Okay, so I found this pill, and it's my wife. She's got these keto pills, right?
Oh yeah, I've
and I took one and I think I started my menstrual cycle. I'll be honest with you, but I think I feel skinny. I think I shed enough uterine lining to really get rid of these, to dial down these love handles. I feel good. I feel skinny. I do feel skinnier than I've been. I'll be honest. I do. It's because here's the problem, though. I'm waking up every we're taking shifts every 2 hours. My fucking daughter is up, right? At night,
right.
So we take shifts. So every 3 to 4 hours, I'm up. But I have this problem where I have a lot of dry mouth at the moment. I don't know what it is. I do kind of know what it is. It's probably all the dip. But
No. It, what you need to do is immediately just jerk off, and you'll be fine. It relieves the dry mouth.
I don't know what you're doing with your exiting members, but I'm not telling anything. I mean,
just
so
murdering them. But we've talked about it. It's just murdering children into the sink,
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to help my dry mouth.
It's endorphins
that flow. And that's fine.
It's endorphins that flow. This is science. I mean, it's something that you probably would have to read a book to understand. But what happens is that when you have that, we've talked about the post nut clarity. It also part of that, a symptom of that, if you will, is you start salivating immediately in the dry mouth. Gone.
Interesting.
It's
so
part
I've
of the chemical release in your brain.
I've been taking a different approach. I've been, every time I wake up, I eat a cookie as I'm heating up a bottle. I think I'm losing weight. I'm shedding the fucking pounds here. Because here's how. So I'm eating fucking 2 to 3 cookies a night. Middle of the night. I'm talking middle of the night. I actually keep them on the counter for myself. That
what
fills
kind of
me up. So when I wake up, homemade. I just finished the peanut butter. Now I'm on chocolate chip.
You're making them yourself?
Fuck no, dude. I'm a man. so So that fills me up during the night, so I don't wake up as hungry, so then I could fast like my wife does, you know, intermittent fasting. And she has no fucking idea, this idiot. She has no fucking idea. She just thinks I'm doing better with my diet. I'm fucking snacking on you know, I'm taking it 800 calories throughout the night. She has no fucking idea. She just thinks I'm looking good. But I've also, I haven't been really, like, it hasn't been just falling off of me. It's just a little bit of change, right? I mean, and I mean minimal.
That only you can notice?
So what I've been doing, yeah, so what I've been doing is convincing her about, you know, look, I'm fasting just like you. I don't lose the pounds that fast. So anytime now in the future that I have just the slightest bit of weight loss, I'm like, wow, I've worked months for that. And she's going to be like, that's dedication, love. And she's just going to be super impressed. See, this is how we set ourselves up, men. This is how we condition our women. So if there's one thing you want to do, okay, listen up, men. Condition your woman to love you for when you do the minimal, okay?
Just the bare minimum. I like this. I actually like where you're, where you're headed with this, Nick. It's just the absolute bare minimum. So if there's a you finished, you know, a six pack because it's a Thursday night, and you get up and you take one of the cans and you put it in the recycling bin, you know, that's a step forward. That's an accomplishment right there. Sure, the other five cans are strewn about the house and she has to clean them up, but you know what? You took care of one, and good for you.
See, we're almost on the same page. We're a little bit different, though, however. I have been living in my house now for, like, almost 5 months, and we live in a nice area now. So what I convinced my wife about the whole recycling thing in and of itself is, so where we grew up, they don't collect the recyclables. You just collect them yourselves, and you can go cash them in for 5 cents a can, right?
You got to have
bags and bags of it, right? And we did that as kids. Because we grew up on, how do you say it, we grew up on the wrong side of the wealth chart. But we're the poor people in the rich area now. So I convinced her.
That's a good feeling, though, isn't it? Isn't that a good
feeling? That's where you want to be in life. We have a very nice house, but it's still not as nice as our neighbors. So it's like, that's where you want to be. Because now we get to look at your house, and we don't have to pay what you pay. You know, you guys got to look at my house.
And also, the chances of robbery are also diminished if you don't have the nice house on the block. The nice house gets robbed. They're like, oh, these motherfuckers got some cash to spend. They definitely have insurance. And they go hit that house, and they look at your house, and they're like, I bet that they have a cupboard full of ramen.
They look at us, and they go, those guys bundled their home and auto insurance. I guarantee it. Let's go to the next guy.
They're bundlers.
Yeah. So I convinced my wife that we don't need to recycle because, come on, we don't need to collect cans and cash them all in for $4.55. You know, so what's the point? Just throw them all out. She just recently realized that there's a truck that comes around every other Wednesday for your recyclables, and everybody else recycles. But I just don't want to have to. I don't want to have another garbage can in my yard hogging up my garbage area. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to have to, after a night of having a couple of drinks, what do I want to do? I want to not throw everything in a pile and throw it all out together. I want to siphon through my half-eaten pizza and my chips and my nacho cheese. You know, am I not allowed to spit my dip in my can now because I'm going to recycle? Get the fuck. We need to stop recycling in life. It's fucking dumb, okay? We're dead in a couple years anyway. What the fuck? You think tin can, they're going to melt it all down and they're going to make one water ski out of it. Good job, people! You just wasted 25 years of your life for one goddamn water ski. Losers.
I don't know that I like your thinking a lot, because I'm on the West Coast, and we have, I feel like, a little bit different view when it comes to that. But I'm not a, you know, neuroscientist. I'm just another guy trying to figure out life one step at a time. Speaking of trying to figure out life, I got to ask you a really important question. I think we may have touched on this a little bit at one point in our 92 episodes prior to this. But when you wake up in the morning, okay, now let's rephrase that. Let me ask this question first. When do you take a shower? You're a morning shower guy, right? Sometimes?
I'm an afternoon shower guy.
You're an afternoon shower guy. So after a long, hard day of work, you're there, you've put on the sweat of the day, and it's like time to wash this shit off, right?
Yeah, I couldn't fathom walking around just another second in my own goddamn house with swamp ass. Mm-hmm. I want this shit off. And also, I don't know what the day held, you know? What if I was a little extra horned up, you know? I could...
Yeah.
I shower, I knock out all my bases.
It all depends on how many homeless guys you jerk off. I totally understand. I get it. So you get home after a long day, you know, out in the streets and you know, doing the things that you do. And so let me ask you, it's a fall afternoon. It's got a little breeze in the air. It's got a little briskness to it, right?
Ooh,
you're taking a warm shower, yeah? You're going to take a nice steamy shower
with the window open, okay? Now I'm going to make that point one more time. I'm going to open my window, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to open my window. I've always had shower curtains, not glass, right? I used to like to keep a warm to hot shower, peek open that fucking that shower curtain, let the cool air in, okay? I love a mix. I love a good mix. You know, if you're in the summer, air conditioner on the car, window halfway down. That mix to me, fantastic. Get the humidity from outside mixed with the air. Now vice versa. Cracking the window in the winter, heat on only my feet. Now listen up, fucking idiots. Stop throwing the heat in your car on your body. That little foot setting that's down there, only down there. Only down by the feet, because, idiots, listen up. Heat rises, you fucking buffoons. Heat at the feet, window cracked to help the vent the heat. That heat is going to rise up your body like a slippery snake, like a slippery serpent, right? Up your body, out by your chest plate, off your left shoulder, out the window, okay? Now that's just good circulation. So, I love a good cross breeze. Logan, I don't even remember what the fuck you were talking about. But start it again. I want to hear this.
You're just going on this little fun little tangent, sounding all eloquent with your words and shit. You've been paying attention to me, I feel like. I was waiting for you to just bust into the, you know, you just let that devil just ride up your legs. Just wrap his warm hands around your calves and give him a nice massage until it gets up to the taint. Then he just takes his little devil tongue out and gives you a little... on the taint, and that just warms your whole body. That's why you have that feet heater on. You just let that devil run through you. Just get up into your titties, just rub them around a little bit, and then you have that cool breeze of the Lord coming through the window, just saying, "Oh, hey, I'm here too. Hi."
Fucking cunt. If you want to talk about it, I actually I bought a wood burning stove today. I came home with a wood burning stove today.
Hey, good for you. We'll talk about this in a second. I actually have a question for you. I really did until you just totally got off of this our stock standard side tangents. So it's a brisk day. You got the window open. You're letting that breeze kind of roll in through. Keeping you cool. You got that shower pumping up. Now talk me through the routine. Are you firing that shower up? Getting naked. Well, or getting naked first, doesn't matter. But are you firing that shower up, letting it get to temperature, and then getting in? Is that your move? What's your move?
Nope. I'm in.
It's not your move.
No, I do turn the shower on, standing outside, immediately get in. The water's not even full pressure yet. I'm immediately in. Now, I'm hugging the wall. I'm hugging the wall because, A, it's always too cold, right? You need it to get up to temperature. For whatever reason, my house... I take a shower in the master because I have a master suite. Fucking peasant. I live in a ranch.
I don't think you can say that anymore. I think you have to say primary.
Shut up. It's my master suite.
I got yelled at for that.
By who? You fucking Californians. Bad. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah. My master suite My master suite has three windows, okay? It's to overlook my plantation and watch all my workers pick my fucking shit for me, okay? So, no, it's not that. I live on half an acre. I live on half an acre. I got neighbors, okay? It's a master suite.
Just committing to it.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? We're putting fucking psych pads around every goddamn room. By the way, we talk now. Shut up. It's been a master suite forever. Shut up. It's a master suite.
You gotta soften the edges. You gotta pad the rooms. You know, pretty soon cars will have speed. Will be speed limited to 37 miles an hour because they'll deem that to be the safe speed. Yeah, dude, I'm right there with you. So, continue with your racism.
My shower. No, well, God forbid, no, I'm not fucking.
I know.
You see how ridiculous this is? We're making horrible points about everything. Like, do you see how ridiculous it sounded when I said it? It's because it is ridiculous. It's because you're just figuring out something that could have meant something in the past, and you don't even know if that's really where the fucking shit came from. You're just making shit up. The Bible's not even fucking accurate because they changed that 1,000 fucking times. You think we know where the term master suite came from? No. It's speculation. Could it have come from that term? Maybe. Is it guaranteed? Who the fuck knows? You saw it on TikTok, you fucking woke idiots. Shut up. God damn.
Oh, I love feisty Nick. All right, let's get naked. Let's get in the shower. Let's continue.
So my boiler is on the opposite end of my house, past my garage, past the whole shit. I am on the complete opposite end where I take a shower. I'm on a slab as well. I don't have a basement. So the pipes run through my slab. So when I first turn on the fucking shower, it is
7 degrees.
Boiling fucking hot for some reason. Like you can't even go near the water. It's weird.
What?
It's boiling fucking hot. Then it gets very fucking cold. And I imagine that's just all the water coming through the rest of the pipes. I don't know how it stays so hot in my shower body. I'm not sure. Then it gets really fucking cold. And then the perfect temperature comes through. But by that point, you're like halfway done showering. But it's still fine. But either way, I'm in. As soon as I turn the shower on, I'm in. And I'm grabbing my butt cheeks with my hands because I'm fucking hot or cold. One of the two, depending on how long I've been in there. But I'm grabbing my cheeks. I'm spreading those bitches. Because I'm butthole and taint on my tile. Right on the tile wall. I don't know. It's just my thing. And then
that's
I'm waiting. I waste so much goddamn water. And I'm is going to hurt my great-grandkids, but fuck it.
I got a feeling that – I don't know why I'm visualizing this, but I am visualizing like white subway tile and then these little perfect starfishes just all around, just at the same level, just of your just balloon knot pressing up against it on just when you're – I don't know, maybe if your butt's a little hot and the tile feels cold and you're just like, cool it down. And then maybe just a little impression of the sack coming down.
Now,
if someone took a UV light over that, and they would see some weird looking shit. I guarantee it. They're going to see some weird looking shit.
Yeah, just be shit. My ass. Just be ass crack sweat constantly. Because the ass crack, remember I just told you about my swamp ass.
Hairs.
It's just ass crack sweat all over. My wife has no idea because here's what I know. This is how I know she has no idea. I put my fucking. Hey, come on, dude. It could be winter. I'm getting ass wet. This is how I know my wife has no fucking idea. I put my ass crack on the fucking tile is because then she hardly wears a helmet in her normal everyday life. so then. because I will. Because then I will go back in the shower the next time, and there's hair on the shower wall. So what she does is when she washes her hair, she gets hair in her fingers, and she'll fucking do that annoying goddamn thing where she puts the hair that comes out on the shower wall.
Yeah. Does she do this and make it a little circle so it creates this, like, spider-looking fuck thing?
No, she just it's just long and gooky and shit, so I'm always got to take the shower head down and spray it out. I'm like, just fucking, what are you doing? Just running. Let me ask you a question. When you blow your nose in the shower, do you snot rocket into your hand, or do you just close a nostril and shoot it straight out?
I shoot it straight out, but then I find it, and I make sure that I get it down the drain, because I'm not leaving that sticking on the side of the wall, because that's just inconsiderate. You don't leave your bodily parts, fluids, whatever, sticking to the side of the wall. I'm a gentleman. Damn it. So when I snot rocket,
very nice.
I'm finding that bitch, and I'm going either spitting on it or getting the water to come off your hands like you have a superpower. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody does it. And getting it to funnel over to the spot where the water, where the snot booger is, and just go, it's a little game. Do you still do the soap? Like a half pipe? Rip that soap around the edge of the tub?
Shower pan now. I'm in a standing shower now. But yes, absolutely. Did that till I was 27. But
we just designed our bathroom, and it doesn't we have a walk-in shower, so it's all it's all gonna be tile and shit, and so we're not
I mean, I have a tub in my main bathroom, but in my master suite I have a standing shower. I'm telling you straight, I'm telling you right up, I blow my nose in my hand, and then I gotta wash, and then I take the extra step to wash it off my hand. Doesn't make sense, but it does, because I just want to see what's coming out, you know. I want to see. Yeah, hey, did I get? I agree with that. Did I get it?
But usually, I can see it on the side wall or on a shampoo bottle or something like that. I can usually pick that up. Now I gotta.
Jesus Christ, man! Those things are shooting out of wild, huh?
Oh, dude, I can build it up, man. I can.
Jesus
get that.
Christ,
get
you're some... a fucking school shooter up in there, huh? Jesus,
I can get some
shooting all crazy like.
I can get some PSI built up in that bitch. So now that we know that you are a psychopath when it comes to showering, we had this discussion with the boy a couple days ago, and he's more of a psychopath. You want to hear his move?
Oh, of course I want to hear his move, dude. If there's one thing, listen to me real quick. If there's one thing that I want to hear right now, is I want to hear about your young teenage son showering. Go, boom, now.
Okay, well, that just made it really awkward.
See, well, no, I didn't mean it. You understand how I meant it, though, right?
Do I? What are you doing? Are you touching yourself right now? Don't do that.
Actually, I was scratching my balls at the moment. I didn't mean to. But I'm going to tell you what. It's not going to end here because I didn't get it. So there's still an itch. So hold on, pause. Yeah, before you tell me about your teenage son, your young teenage son, I'm going to finish the scratch, okay? I want to make sure now, the pinch and roll. I got a pinch and roll.
Oh, there
I'm
is,
wearing
there
jeans.
That a boy. Yeah, you got a P&R. You got to get in there with the P&R. You got to get deep sometimes.
Oh, so you understand.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You understand about talking about young boys. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. All right, where are we at?
What the fuck? No, P&R. All right, so this is his move, right? So he strips down. Gets into the shower, turns on, so it's a tub, right? So it's got the lower faucet, right? So turns that on, and then immediately pulls the handle to get it to go out the top. Once it's not quite cold, so it's still, I'm going to say probably 68 degree water, and he's pulling the handle to get it to come out the thing. And then he goes as far up against the wall as he possibly can so he doesn't get blasted with the cold water. And then he has to dial it back so he doesn't burn his, you know, skin.
Hey, we don't want to scorch a sack. God damn.
Oh, God. That's the worst. That could be the worst possible thing. Well, maybe not. That's can't tell that story yet. But, yeah, he's definitely... full psychopath when it comes to doing that. So I try to coach him and help him out. And I said, dude, did you stand out? You can dress down, you know, you can get naked, stand out there, get the water going. You have to be in yet. Feel the temperature where you want it to be. Dial it in. Then pull that handle. Let that water come out. And then you can commit to either taking your boxers off then or get naked then. Or if you're already, just get in the shower. And then it's at a perfect temperature. There's no anxiety or anything that's going to happen because you don't know if it's going to be cold. You don't know if it's going to be hot. You know exactly what that temperature is. So you smooth into that shower, and that just sets the tone for the rest of the day. It gets in there and just, here it is. I've got it dialed. That means I've got the rest of my day dialed.
Yeah, but for a man like myself, I like a little bit of exotic. I like a little chaos. I like a little strange, you know? Yeah, a little chaos in my life. Just a little bit. Not too much. Not too
like
much
a little,
now.
Now I'm not strange. Did your wife know about that?
To an extent. Dude, on a scale from 1 to 10? No, I get it now. Like a little strange. No, I don't mean any strange snatch. No, dude. We were talking about this like literally yesterday or some shit. Dude, couldn't imagine. I have disappointed many a woman in my life, okay? Now, I just don't want it anymore. I know. Thank you. I'm glad I give that aroma. I don't want it. Like, I'm over it. Because now I know, dude, I know I have what it takes to meet her minimum requirements, right? And that's good enough. Dude, if my flirt game would be trash. Don't even want to go. I used to fucking, like, I don't know, run on train tracks with strangers. I used to, go out to drinking by myself. I would you know, snort pixie dust at Little League games, you know. Now I have anxiety going to the goddamn grocery store. I'm at that age, you know. So it's like, could you imagine trying to chat somebody up at this day and age? Absolutely not.
No. I couldn't even get through stage one.
Imagine making love. How do I even ask to make love? I have no. What did I do in the past? I don't know. Okay. So no strange because I could. What a fucking headache. What a god.
You know what this? Here's how I picture you, Nick. Here's how I picture you. Like trying to chat up a woman at a bar in right today, like if something happened, right, and you were just single. Here's single Nick. You're at a bar. I envision you as if you were trying to tell a room full of people the current situation in Ukraine and why China is having issues with Taiwan. I feel like that would be your. Like you would struggle just throughout the whole thing. You'd be up there just going. So there's some people in this a country that's like on top, and then there's another one that's kind of over to the left a little bit, and they don't really see eye to eye. And the guys on the top kind of right bit are trying to and then there's another like an island, and it's. So they're trying to figure out what to do with this bigger, like, it's like a whole, like, continent, I think. But I don't, so they don't like it. They look the same, but they don't, the language is different. And then, like, culturally, they have, some of them have rice, but I think they all do. But they don't like I just want to get my dick wet.
Well, my closing argument would be like, yeah, it'd be as painful as that, because that was actually like that started giving me anxiety, and I realize now that you're talking about me, I'd be like, if I was immediately single, I would be, if that failed, and not if when that failed, I would be like, well, I just recently learned where my ex-wife's clit is. So I'm sure maybe if yours is somewhere in that same area, I could try to figure it out. But if yours is elsewhere, just give me a heads up because I didn't ask last time. You know, if yours is down, if yours is below the entry point, maybe do that.
If it's also, under, is it tucked like under and to the left? I mean, you got to help me out. Just point me in the right direction. I mean, maybe just I don't know, dude. What is your opening line? That's my question. Here we are, single Nick. You're at a bar. You see just really attractive. I'm gonna say you're gonna keep the bar a little bit low. You're not going directly for the 10. You're going for that 6.5, that 7. You know, she's got a good look to her. She looks like she could suck the chrome off of a bumper. And you're just like, that's kind of what I need right now. I need to get back at this. I need to get into the world. What's your move?
Here's the thing, is like, I was never really a one-night stand guy, okay? So if I'm chatting somebody up, it's always like, could I ever see us, like, hanging out tomorrow? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm trying, like, it'll always lead to, like, if I get, so my initial thought is never like, oh, I'm just, maybe she'll fuck me tonight, you know? So, it was never that,
I'm just trying to dip my nugget into the sauce. You're just like, this is a reoccurring. No. I'm at least getting the 20 piece, and we're going to see how long I can just take each nugget and dip it into your sweet and sour. Let's just keep going. And hopefully tomorrow, next day. Yeah. Long game. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I was always the long game guy. Don't get me wrong. Oh shit! Yeah, just wind up hooking up with that girl. And that was it, you know.
Our listeners, oh, they're dying to know, though, bro. What's my opening line? They want to know what's your where are you coming out? How are you coming in there? You're just gonna smooth up next to her and just be like, "Yo, baby, what's your name is?"
No, it's always it always led to it would always be so if she's waiting, like wait till she goes to get a drink, right? She's probably pretty girls always sit at the bar. It's always that's the thing. If it's a half sitting at the bar type, maybe there's some tables in the open area. There's some people standing. There's some people staying at the tables and they're sitting at the bar top. Pretty girls are always sitting at the bar top. It's a fact.
with all of your years of experience in the dating pool. Yes, let's go with that.
Yes.
Please continue.
So, thank you, thank you.
Who am I to talk?
This is the fact. Okay, this is a fact in my world. So pretty girls are always sitting at the bar top. So what I would do is I would go and I would wait for my next drink, and I would cut like in front of them, like next to them, but kind of in front of them. And then like you would plan it out to like, all right, they probably are gonna order a drink soon too as well. And then I would, you know, go to order my drink and be like, oh, and I would turn and be like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. After you, if you were waiting, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut in front of you. No, you go. No, seriously, please. I didn't, you know, I'm sorry. I just didn't, I didn't mean to jump in front of you. See, I'm babbling now. I'm babbling now. And I'm fucking talking to you. How poor is this delivery? I will never, there's a couple things I know in fact. I will never leave my wife, A, because she is so much better than me. My wife is so much cooler than me and so much funner than, like, she's fucking awesome. I will never leave that for number one. Number two is I can't even make a joke about this because I'm like, I can't, how the fuck did I land her? I have no fucking idea. I used to FaceTime her when I was in college. I would set her up after a night of boozing. I would set the FaceTime phone up on the back of the tank of the toilet and let her watch me throw up. That was my move, and that worked. Now, you're at
how
home,
the fuck,
listeners.
Wait, hang on. How the fuck she's still with you, and you now are married with two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Two offsprings.
Yeah, I don't know. Two-time offsprings. She did get a little mad at me today, though, because we were talking. There was kids at my folks' house today, you know, my brother's kids, our kids, for my pop's birthday. And something came up.
My finger joke? You're just like, hey.
Not yet.
Just farting on the little ones?
Just
ass to face?
No, like I said, I have swamp ass. So I'm not going to stick my finger up my ass yet just for a joke. I'll wait till the cooler weather. So secondly, somehow it came up where they were like, women should always get the top, you know, the mother should always get, you know, the benefit of the doubt in divorce because they carried the child for 9 months. I'm like, and I turned around and I said, I carried my fucking son in my balls all my life, but I ain't fucking bitching. And then they quickly said, nope, incorrect. You carried your son in your balls from the time that you last jerked off to the time that you dumped that load. And I said, oh, yeah, that's actually probably right. Yeah,
technically, no, because you don't expel all of the seed in one ejaculate. That's technically an inaccuracy.
Yeah, but what if,
from
what if
a medical
my
standpoint.
Son came? What if? Yeah, but what if I'm just? What if I have a bunch of hoarders right now in my balls that have been there the whole life? You know, they don't plan on evicting at all, and I just keep getting new and getting them in and out. I have responsible tenants. They move in. It's time for them to go. They move out. But then I got those hoarders that are like, I haven't had running water in 18 months, but fuck it. You know, we'll wash our bodies with fucking water bottles on the sidewalk. You know, what if I have a bunch of those sitting in the bottom of my bottom of my ball bag, you know?
Oh, you 100%
do. And I'm the guy to have hoarder sperm. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that has hoarder sperm for sure.
Absolutely. Those are the lazy ones. Those are the ones that accidentally sometimes get through. They get pushed out because there's a couple of them that are like a couple other sperms that are like the jock ones, you know, from your rugby
the
days. They're like,
no.
Yeah, they get in there and they're like, get the fuck out. They're just they're throwing shoulders into these guys. Dude, they get full shoulder into them and they just kind of push them out.
Here's the eviction
and
notice.
Those are the ones that we see in Florida. So every single person.
Yeah, but they grew up in like Jersey.
They grew up in Jersey
and they retired
in
Florida.
You know when you see the? Did you see the guy the Florida man that just got arrested for stabbing somebody and he has no arms?
They're the barstool dude.
Yeah. You got to fucking stab somebody with his feet. That's like, dude, Florida man gets arrested with no arms for stabbing people. It's like, what the fuck? That's what kind of special people live in Florida. So that's the hoarders of your ball bag, the hoarders of your coin purse. Those are the ones that sneak out, and then all of a sudden they're just like, oh, I guess they have to move to Florida now. It's like a clause in Florida's constitution, I think.
Dude, we are so close to just sawing Florida off the fucking map.
Dude, I saw a great picture. It's an old picture. It's been around for a while, but it was a picture of like when your teacher asks you to open your textbook to page 96, and it's some dude that drew a picture of a guy spread eagle, and Florida's just the dick. Like, ah, yeah, I remember this. It came out years ago. It was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And it's making its way around on the old meme train again, or somebody turned it into a meme. It was probably like a funny, like, before meme. What do we have before memes? Just funny pictures that people would send each other? Like, somebody would take a picture of, like, your dick and send it to me, and I'd be like, that's funny looking, and laugh.
You remember when memes first came around and people had, like, a select few people that... when memes first came around, you remember this. And there's a select group of people that called them memes.
Memes?
Like, is it meme or is it memes? Okay. Those people also moved to Florida.
So, memes I got pretty much right away. I still struggle with GIF or JIF. Those are the ones I struggle with those.
Yeah. Again, GIFs or JIFs, whatever, those are the trailer park versions of anything social media. Those are just trailer parks. I don't know why.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love sending those because I'll find some really, like, either perfect for the conversation ones or grossly inappropriate ones, and I will send those. And I absolutely love those. I don't care.
You didn't hear what I said. I didn't say they're not fun to send. I said the name is the trailer is Trailer Park. It's Trailer Park, dude. That's like Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F.
I feel like what that's just a pretentious cunt. That's what I feel like that is. I mean, Jesus.
I had a college roommate, actually a great fucking person, dude. A lot of love and respect for Jeff. I love the guy to death. I haven't talked to him in a while, and he spells it like that. Dude, this man, we opened up his computer. He lived in what was an addition to our house, had a couple of additions built, and one of them was like a closet. It was slanted. The whole thing was fucking wonky, and he lived in there, and he was a very yeehaw kind of guy, and still is probably. And the day he wanted to show us a voicemail of his father calling us saying that, hey, finally I caught the rat. God damn it, Jeff. Finally I got this rat. All I had to do was chew up some Tootsie Rolls. I'd chew up all of chew up them Tootsie Rolls, put them right on the trap, and they shook that shit up. They shook that shit up. Bam! Got him. He went to go show us that, but he saved it on his computer. When he opened his computer, he had topless girls riding on ride-on lawnmowers. And that's what he was watching last. That was this is real. This happened. This happened.
Oh, my God, I love that.
So he watched lawnmower porn just the very next thing after his dad left him a voicemail about chewing up some Tootsie Rolls, putting them right there on the chapter. I caught them damn rats. Jeff, you wouldn't believe I caught them damn rats.
I feel like peanut butter works for that. You know, the other thing that this is a new thing that is happening in my household.
Jeff, I love you so much, Jeff.
Geowiff.
Dude, you would love Jeff. Jeff is a good fucking time.
Dude, we should get him on the podcast just for shits and giggles.
I miss that man. I gotta reach out to him. Is what I gotta do.
Say hi.
I think he's getting married. I think he's getting married right now, man. I gotta.
Dude, see if you can be the officiant at his wedding, and then just go up there
I am an ordained minister, and he helped me become an ordained minister.
Oh, we were even better!
Trashed as a motherfucker in the college house.
This is how this works.
Jeff, so, remember when me and you got drunk and became ordained ministers? Let me get it.
Let's go. Guess what? I will crash that wedding because I know somebody that's going to be there if he's going to be the ordained minister, and I'll crash that bitch.
Yeah,
and I got a suit for it as well.
Birthday suit.
I'll have one made. Piss off my wife again. I'll have one made. Did I tell you how pissed you got when I had a suit made?
No, would you have a suit made for it?
My buddy's wedding.
Did you wear cowboy boots at your wedding?
I did. So for my buddy's wedding, I wanted to wear a light kind of clean, just super. Because he had a spring wedding, so a very spring suit. So I had this baby blue suit made, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous. You've seen the pictures. Do you know how many compliments I got on that suit?
Three at most, and they were all over the age of 85.
Every single person at that wedding came up to me and said, dude, I love your suit. Every single one of them. Some of them had not necessarily nice things to say. It's like, hey, where's your buddy with his orange suit? Shouldn't you guys be in Dumb and Dumber? I'm like, well, fuck you. I got a beard.
No, you guys, you're lying.
Oh, the
you
new
guys,
move. You... Nope. New move. I got to tell you the new move. So speaking of the boy, since he's we talked about him earlier, you know what his new move is?
The naked one?
Oh, yeah. Again. Yep. You know what his new move is? Yeah. He'll tell you something like he's like something he's been doing, right? And he'll follow it with, "I've been doing this for years."
Son,
like, what the?
Son,
what? You've been doing it for years? Like how many? He's like, I don't know, like 3 or 4, maybe. I'm like, motherfucker, dude, it's like a quarter of your life. That's not even. I guess maybe that's a long time.
3 or 4 years is a good time. If you've been doing something actively for 3 or 4 years, now I'm gonna. I want you to preface this in a second. But if you do anything for like 3 or 4 years, I think you're entitled to say I've been doing it for years. Now,
yeah, but he over-emphasizes
what is he referring
it.
To?
What is he referring to? Anything. Like the way he opens a banana, he goes, "I've been doing it this way for years."
Like, assume there's one way to open a banana. One way.
There's two. The correct way, and then the way that everybody else does it.
Pause. I don't want you to talk real quick. I have a lot of respect for you, Logan. But so help me fucking God, if you're one of those people. They go, well, the way the monkeys peel their bananas is from
monkeys
the
don't
bottom
peel bananas.
From the bottom butthole area, not where you rip it from the tree. If you fucking Logan's a Logan. Logan's a how we got. So Logan. So if you peel a banana from the from the butthole. It makes no goddamn sense because there's a little stem, and I'm going to tell you why this doesn't make fucking sense. There's a little brown, sticky stem. It looks like a little baby stick, a little twig that goes in the bottom. So that's why when you peel a banana like every other person in the human race peels a banana from the top where, you know, you rip it off the herd. I don't know what it's called, but maybe like the herd of bananas. I don't know.
You just peel it away from the herd?
Yeah.
So that's
and then
the,
it has a little,
that's,
the stem.
But you said it correct. That's the bottom. So you, that's
it's not
that's,
the bottom.
Like the
bananas
handle.
Don't grow up. No, bananas don't grow up. That's the top of the fucking bananas. Gravity. Do I have to tell you about gravity?
That's
I already told you about airflow.
That's the bottom of the banana because it grows. What it starts from the step and it goes like this and it expands and goes this way. So the top is down here. So when you peel it off from its buddies, you're holding on to the handle. Then you squeeze the little top at the end. You peel it back and then that seed that everybody like takes and goes, fuck this, I don't want this seed, is right there. You take that, you discard that, you peel the rest of the banana, you try not to look like you're sucking a dick, and then you have the handle part, and you can hold it while you grab the little bit and stick that in your mouth and say, I'm done with my banana now.
I haven't eaten them, but do you eat the banana straight from, like, you obviously, like you take the banana and you bite it, or do you break it and put it in your mouth?
Oh, I suck on it. I just...
You just suck on it like it's a chocolate. All right, fantastic.
To be fair, I typically don't eat bananas. I will put them in my shakes because I'll have like a protein shake
bananas
for lunch.
A shake is a great move.
Yeah, yeah. Great chocolate, move. Peanut butter, banana. Boom. Get
beautiful.
Get
it's the best.
You know what else
it's
I found
best,
out
dude.
That's really good in that? Oh. So have you heard of screwball?
Whiskey, yes.
Yeah, the peanut butter whiskey. You throw a little bit of that in there, and that's a way to kind of set the tone for the rest of the afternoon, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
That's a fucking... Just, dude,
yeah,
I'm not
come at me
that's
with those aggressive
amazing.
Emails. You don't think I'm going to fire back right away? Motherfucker, I am.
No, you can't. We won't, because we always forget. We will fire back one following week after that. Anyway.
Do we have emails? I feel like we had some emails. Do you want
to
talk about emails? Or do you want to talk about monkeys, how monkeys actually eat bananas?
Hold on, I want to ask you a question. I just want to make a point about bananas. I haven't eaten a banana from the banana. I haven't bitten a banana in fucking, like, years.
Wait,
I've been doing this for years. Right, yeah. I don't know how much clearer I could be. But, no, I always have to break it off and then eat it because I look for blood every break. I break off one bite size and then I look for blood on both sides. I flip it up and down and then I'll eat it because...
What the fuck do you do that for?
Does Tracy know how to share a screen?
Did you have a bloody banana one time?
No, but somebody in a Walmart did, and it was injected with AIDS-filled blood.
What the fuck?
Yes. 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 That is a real story that I heard. Fucking that. I mean, that story must be almost 10 years old now. And it fucking freaked me out. And mind you, let me preface this. I have never once in my goddamn life, and I mean this wholeheartedly, bought a banana from fucking Walmart. Ever. But somebody, if my memory serves me correct, and it usually does, not, I believe it was at a Walmart, and there was an AIDS-filled blood banana. And this story could be so fucking made up, but this is what's in my heart and what's in my memory. So I always, oh, here we go, Tracy, I fucking love you.
What was fake on the internet this week? HIV blood in bananas and SeaWorld whales in plastic bags.
I'll tell you what.
From November 13th of 2015, written at 9:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so yeah, so I remember. I remember this picture. Do you remember this picture? Oh my God, I remember this picture. It was whales in plastic bags. I remember that picture. And it was the Onion. That's right, the Onion. SeaWorld employees place orcas in plastic bags of water while cleaning tanks. That makes sense. There it is. There's your HIV-filled banana. Lives in Nebraska.
Oh, that's it.
This happened to my friend's sister who lives in Nebraska, but please share this and be aware. Someone is injecting blood into bananas. The hospital tested the bananas, and it is indeed blood. After researching on the internet, apparently someone is injecting HIV-positive blood into bananas and oranges.
Well, I want to let you know right now, I never read the last part of that article because I didn't give a shit about my oranges. Oranges in
the
mouth,
oranges.
Quick.
What do you do with
peel
blood
an
oranges?
Orange? I peel the orange and I eat it like an apple. I don't take tangerines off, like, you know, one step at a time. I fucking bite right into those bitches. But the bananas fucked me all goddamn up. I don't give a shit if that shit was real or fake. I'm still never going to bite into a banana. I got to check for blood every goddamn time. Because what if it's not fake?
I feel like this is the same thing as that article that I read that shaving on the left side of your face first makes you more attractive, and I've been doing it for the last 752 years. I feel like this is your shaving the face on the left side article, the blood and the bananas fake tweet that went out in 2015.
Right, right.
Are we scratching at the same time? That's weird.
Logan, let me ask you a question. What's more attractive than not having HIV? Nothing.
Hemorrhoids. Oh.
Well, hemorrhoids are not a... Okay.
I mean,
but I'll tell you what, putting that on my dating profile if I ever become single, that maybe that's my opening
hemorrhoids.
Line if I ever become single. Hey, always check my guess bananas, HIV free.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, guess what's more attractive than having AIDS? Hemorrhoids. And that would be your opening line on your dating profile.
Because I got both.
Guess what?
Bitches. I got number
guess
one
what?
And number
hemorrhoids?
Two.
Hemorrhoids still better than herpes. All right. Woo.
My hemorrhoids are filled with blood that is HIV positive, bitches.
But now there's drugs and you'll never know. Yay, science.
Thank you, Elon Musk.
So oh my God, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine somebody puts that on their page? They're just like, hey, I have AIDS, but there's drugs out now, so maybe I do, maybe I don't. You'll never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Is it really that accurate, though? Or are we really not fucking detecting AIDS?
It is. It's, like, super accurate. Like, I feel like if you were to pull out Magic Johnson's blood right now, you'd be like, fuck, this guy's clean.
Hold on. Why is he that Magic... Magic Johnson is always the one that we refer to when talking about AIDS or HIV.
Because he was like the most celebrated one that had it.
Dude,
I mean, I guess you could
Freddie
talk about
Mercury.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Yeah, but
Freddie Mercury died
well,
from
hang
it.
Hang on. No, Magic. But Magic was the first to get it and not die. I don't know if it's first, but he's the biggest celebrity to get it and not die. And now they're like, he's clean. Like, I shit you not. If you were to test his blood... It
He's
would look
clean.
Like your
He's
blood. Dead ass clean. Well, I mean, he probably has, like, chlamydia, but, I mean, he doesn't have AIDS.
No, he's got HIV, for sure. He's got it. Everybody knows
not.
He's got it.
He doesn't, but he doesn't.
Where'd it go?
Tracy, pull up. Does Magic Johnson, still have AIDS?
Click that link right there. You're coming up. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you're no. The one down from there?
Jesus Christ, Tracy. Oh my God.
God, I wish somebody could type faster than
the amount of times that Tracy shakes the mouse to enlarge the little icon to fucking see her.
That's not how this works.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Yeah, you don't. Okay. All right. There we go. I love that he got HIV. He was HIV positive in 91 and then came back in 92 to play in the All-Star game.
Yeah. No wonder why he did so good. Nobody wanted to guard him.
That's right. Don't sneeze on me. Shit. Don't sweat on me. Shit.
Yeah, it was so, everybody was so uneducated at the time. People were like,
Magic has been living with HIV for zero years. What the fuck does that even mean?
What the fuck is that stupid fucking article?
Magic Johnson, former professional basketball player. Irvin Magic Johnson shocked the world. Serious side effects. So it's over 32 years. He's 62 years old. And he doesn't have it anymore.
He made that last part up. Let me see where you read
that.
It's in the documents.
Yeah, we got the papers. I've seen the documents. It's right here. You know, 13% of them are undiagnosed. That means that there's a lot of frogs out there making homosexuals. And there's 36,000 homosexual frogs with AIDS. I feel like that's something that he would say.
Approximately 36,000 people are diagnosed with HIV every year.
That's crazy. It's still out there, apparently.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Magic Johnson is like, I know the fucking person that gave me it? And like, whether he knows for sure or not, but he has like this crazy gripe with somebody, whether he knows it or not.
Dude, that's a weird thing. Do you think he had him offed? Just because he was young and, you know, pretty much, I mean, he was pretty close to the top. He was on the crescendo, right, of his career.
I think
that, you know, did he just like, fuck this bitch? And he told, like, his buddy Hank, he's like, hey, Hank, can you just go take care of this broad for me? I'm fucking sick of her shit.
Yeah, and she was clean. Like,
yeah. Whoops. Okay, you know, my mistake. It's actually her sister. My bad. Magic was fucking just slinging that dick back in the day, dude. He was putting that thing wherever and whenever he wanted. Like, before games, like, halftime. I mean, it was just dick going
everywhere. What's Meta World Peace? Isn't that his name? Meta World Peace now?
No, that's No. That's Ray Allen. Or no, what?
No, it's not Ray Allen. Meta World Peace?
Like,
change his name?
He's a piece of shit. But did you know, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I was watching that Laker documentary. Magic would actually take his dick off and give it to women to let them fuck themselves with it while he was playing, and then come back, you know, at halftime if they were down a little bit, put the dick back on, and then go out and score like 30 in the second half.
Yeah,
it was just
a little
unbelievable.
Boost. Yeah, a little
absolutely boost. Unbelievable.
My point about
Meta
was
World
Meta
Peace.
World
Peace
is Meta
World Peace is I forget his full, I could see his stupid
Rodman.
Face.
Yeah, he's got all the piercings, right?
No. That's Rodman. Meta World Peace is
Dennis
like
Rodman.
The angry. No. You're talking about two different guys.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Meta World Peace is. Oh God damn it. Fuck. Ron Artest. That's who it is.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What? Dennis Rodman. Didn't he go to like North Korea and all that bullshit?
Oh
right?
Yeah, Rodman but hangs out with King Jong like all the time.
Yeah, he fucked so many women, it's like unfathomable, apparently.
Dude, he used to bang Carmen Electra. And at that time, she was one of the hottest, like, broads on the planet. She's still hot. I watched the Jordan documentary, the Last Dance thing.
Last Dance?
Fuck, dude. She was still, I mean, they showed her, like, current. I'm like, yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Still, yeah.
100%. Yep, still. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Martha yep. Stewart comes up to you in a bar, yes or no?
I don't know. Is she going to teach me how to make a really good biscuit? Maybe.
No, either the biscuit or a prison shank. Could be either or.
I might pass. You think Snoop Dogg's tapped that? Because they had a show together.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I know a lot of jokes have come up with that, but I don't think so. And I don't think so, just because – now, no fault to Martha Stewart. I think she tried, for sure.
Yeah, I was just going to say
– but I think
– I was just going to say, I feel like she was barking up the dog's tree, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I think Snoop was like a wrong because Snoop is a fucking icon, and he still can pull 25-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? And then you got Martha Stewart's sheet-making ass fucking coming over like – don't mind the liver spots, but you want to put it in this ass? He's like, not necessarily, nice. Dude. Not necessarily. Yeah. That thing smells like fucking last night's cooking is what that shit smells like, you know?
Yeah, that's it's a little stale. Have you ever had meat that you know, like you got like at a restaurant, you ordered like a sandwich, maybe a pulled pork or a brisket sandwich, and you took a bite and you're like, somebody put this. This was put in the microwave. This isn't fresh. They didn't make this today. This was last Saturday's brisket.
Yeah, my wife did that. No, I'm kidding. I feel like
that's Martha Stewart's snatch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like last weekend's brisket.
Yeah, it's last weekend's brisket for sure. Yeah, because it kind of still smells like brisket, but you're like, something is off. Now, I'm not claiming to have the best senses. I had COVID, so my smell is a little off, but I could still tell this has UV rays in it. This shit has work done to it.
This has been refrigerated and then reheated. You know, this was on ice for a minute. Somebody resuscitated this. Do you think
somebody breathed new life into it?
Hang on a second. Let's paint this picture. There's a let's go back in time. Let's go back to pre Nick and his beautiful wife dating days. Let's go like college days, Nick, right? Because you guys were dating before college, like a little bit. When did you guys start dating?
Junior year of college, Nick.
You're out there. You're playing the rugby. You're touching, you know, leather helmets. You're getting excited because you guys get to, you know, bump shoulders together. And after the match, they call it matches. I don't know what they call it. You're out at the local pub, and you spot this sweet, tasty shaven leg sitting at the end of the bar because the hot girl's gonna sit at the bar, right?
At the bar.
So she's there. Yeah, bar top. So she's there, and she's a solid 7.5 to 8.2. She's kind of in that range. You get her in the right light, that she perfect definitely range. Is that's that, a perfect that, range. That 8.2. Just right in the wheelhouse. Now, you start chatting her up, which we all know is kind of a little bit of a stretch for you, but for some reason, she's into it. She's digging it. And then you find out that she was actually, the year prior, in a horrific car accident that didn't leave a scar on her body, but she died. And she was dead for 37 and a half minutes. And that's kind of like her theme. That's her story. She actually has like 37 and a half tattooed like right here on her collarbone, but in Roman numerals. Because sure. That's a, you know, of that's course. What those type of chicks do. And she's got like a braid in her hair that has 37 beads in it. So, I mean, she's in a half. And so that's kind of her theme, right? Do you think that if you were to have met her pre-crash, that snatch is tasting any different after? Do you think it's you think it's like it's been reheated? Do you think it's like that leftover mac and cheese that a couple days later you throw back in the microwave just to warm up? Do you think it's still fresh as the day that it was born?
Well, oops, don't end it like that. Not the day it's born.
Hey, whoa, because
I wouldn't know. But
sorry. Do you think it's still as fresh as the day that she turned? What city are you in?
18.
17.
What city am I in?
Well, shit. Some of the southern states, man, it's fucking 16. It's weird down there, man. No. Dude, you're a fucking child at 16. We need to figure that shit out because that's just gross.
Yes, it is. But let me answer your question.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'll tell you the way I'm gonna find out.
Ooh.
I'm walking right up to her, Mrs. 37 and a half, right? Walking right up and go, yeah. Hey, baby. Want me to kill that pussy one more time tonight?
You know what she's going to say? Go Not away. The first time I've heard that joke, you fucking douche. and then you're she's on to the next guy. Because you you know that there's been guys with balls, specifically college guys, that they've had balls big enough to say dumb shit like that. Because at that age, you and I both know it's the shotgun approach. You're fucking firing, and it's a big spray. You're trying to hit something.
What sets me aside, though, let me tell you what sets me aside. I have a backup plan when that happens.
As that baby face and those cute dimples.
As she's shooing me away, right? I'm like, hey, all right, I'll leave. Mm. But just like you got a second chance at life, why don't you give me a second shot? And then she's still going to say, and then she's still going to say, wrong. I still see your attitude never died with you. And that's gonna take her by shock, right? Right? That's gonna be, whoa, excuse me? And then now I have an opening for another comment. So now this is comment number 4 coming in, right? So now I've worked my way up to number 4. And I say, God damn, you know, just because I'm a dog and you may be a cat and we may not mix, you sure did use 2 or 3 of your 9 lives. And then...
And that's why we all know. Like, everybody listening right now is like, this is why Nick should never be single again.
It was so bad. You saw how I was there. I was doing it right for a while. Then it crashed and burned on me.
Oh, just, like, embarrassingly so. Like, that just was...
Like a car accident. More. Yeah, yeah. Then it crashed like a car accident.
See, and then you could play off of that, and then your fifth comment would have been, oh, that was kind of a crash and burn, just kind of like you hitting that tree, right? Yeah. All right.
Hmm. I'm like, I'll back out of here.
Wasn't like a tree. It was a bus full of nuns. Got it.
Is there ever a bus full of nuns? Does that ever actually happen?
Seen it once.
How many nuns are still out there? Is it huge calling or no? Never seen one flyer, nothing. I've never seen anything in the Penny Saver about it.
They don't really advertise, do they? I haven't seen any social media posts about come join the nunnery where you'll never get dick and you can't do anything fun. How do you promote that? I mean,
you promote your local volunteer firefighters, join the police department. There's never join your local nun meeting group. There's never that. You're like, is there a nun group today?
Here's why we haven't seen this. This is my theory on this. Why we haven't seen the appropriate amount of social media posts and marketing that we should. Because the nuns went to like a company like Taco Truck or one of these marketing companies that said, like, we specialize in taking your brand and elevating it. And they had consultations with probably 10 or 15. And every single one of them was like, okay, hang on a second. Hold on. You guys don't drink? I'm like, no, we don't believe in that. No. Okay. Sex is like forbidden.
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
You know, we're saving ourselves for the Lord. Okay. Do you smoke?
Is he gonna pause? No. Never understood that. Never understood. I'm saving myself for the Lord. Do you think you're gonna die and get railed out by Jesus? What is happening? Why do people say that? That man is a little tied up right now.
He ain't gonna fuck your curtains.
Yeah, he's a little pinned up. He ain't gonna see your beef curtains and be like, well, "Let me get in that." You know, golly, the man's, you know, the woman's never had an orgasm. Let me see if I can slide in. You know, that's never. I'm saving myself for the Lord, dude. That guy's busy. That guy's got a whole universe to run. He ain't gonna worry about your fucking your slightly enlarged clit that peeks out of the hood a little too much.
Got it. You're on the right track, and I'm going to take what you've just said, and I'm going to take it to the line, maybe across it. We'll see. So here's my thought. Here's my theory on how this all works. You get some Catholic families that are out there, right? You get the really devout Catholic mother that has a couple daughters, you know, and she watches as they grow up, right? I mean, it's women, so they see each other naked, right? Mom looks at Samantha and goes, yeah. Samantha. You know what? That looks a little beat up. Did you sit wrong on a bicycle? I mean, what's going on down? What's going on with the situation down there? It doesn't. Did the cat get at you? What's I don't understand. What you know? What you're gonna do? You're gonna join the nunnery, and because no one needs to see that. And it's just that's how it all
placed.
Happens.
That's like foster care.
So that's what it is. It's strategic placement of it's gone on for generations and generations, right? So it's one of those things that her mom said, you know what, you're going to go out in this world, you're going to create some beautiful women, and you know, you're going to have a time where you're going to have a daughter, and you're going to be like, yeah, you know what, maybe nunnery is better for you. And then so then playing into that deeper, right, these women, sure, they're saving themselves for Jesus, and they get up to heaven with that beat up snapper, and he's going, oof, fuck. Ah. He's looking at his dad. He goes, I died for this? The fuck, man? Can you make some better snatch? Good Lord.
Dad, hey
you
Pop.
Want me to keep going? Because I got another 5 minutes if you want.
Pop, this is your artwork, dude? What the hell is that? It's two different colors.
Jesus
it starts
Christ.
Pink, goes brown. What happened? It looks like a burn
victim
down there.
Looks like you pulled the dog away from the roast and he didn't get all the way through it. Jesus.
Dad,
it's so messy down there. I don't even know where to stick it.
Were you high?
You ever look at animals and going, how the fuck did that get created?
My ducks. Holy shit, did I gotta tell you. My ducks, I'm gonna.
Do they still not swim?
You know how, yeah. So you know how ducks have corkscrew cocks? Do you ever hear about that? They have their dicks.
I do,
like,
but I also want to take a moment. No, I know that, but I also want to take a moment to just say and call out how quickly and smoothly we just talked about gross beat up nun snatch and moved directly into corkscrew duck dicks. Just
seamless.
It's like we're professionals. I mean, fuck, it's like we've been doing this for 91 episodes. Jesus.
So my ducks, yeah.
Duck dicks.
So this is
Let's
some
go.
Duck dicks. So my ducks are not very fond of water. We found out why. I'll preface this. I have videos. A hawk with over a 3 foot wingspan was diving down for my ducks. I had to actually get my son out of the yard because he was diving for my ducks. And I went out with a bat. I was fucking trying to swing at this. Then I learned that hawks are like federally protected. So just throw a little poison. Let me ask a question. If he eats poison, it's not my fucking issue. I didn't, you know, don't eat what's in my yard.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah,
it
so
was there.
Whatever.
I mean, I wasn't aware. It just.
So
ignorance will always get you out of everything, right? So
not
just,
at
if you ever
all.
Get convicted
nope.
of murder, just say that, hey, I didn't know I couldn't do that. I didn't know that. I thought Tuesdays you could stab guys named Frank. I didn't know that wasn't allowed. And
I thought this
my bad.
Was a movie prop. Oops. I thought this was a movie prop. I thought it was supposed to bend. It did not. It went right into his large intestine, and here we are.
I didn't know.
So my ducks are not a huge fan of water. It was
Makes
like a week
now.
And a half before we can even get them to drink water. Now I can get them to drink water. We work on them. We work with them every day. I bought a couple pools to try to get them. No luck. I flood parts of my yard to try to get them. Sometimes that'll work a little bit. They were very greasy, but then I bought like this certain sprinkler. Sorry for hitting my microphone. Then I bought a certain sprinkler. They're starting to like bathe themselves in the sprinkler a little bit.
Good.
Now, but they're drinking a lot more water. They're back to being my friend. But it's been an obstacle. I can't get them to physically swim in water, but we're doing all right. Anywho, when they get a little bit of water in themselves, I swear to God, they get a little rapey. They get really fucking rapey. So I have 3 males, 3 females that all live together. Same coop. I'm fancy. I bought a two-story coop with a duck run. And they all coexist, and I feel terribly guilty about this. But when they start for the day, if I give them extra water, they start flapping the wings. They start running. I've never seen a duck actually run before with both legs like a human runs, and they run Damn. Around. They flap their wings. Then they get a little fucking rapey. They get Eesh. They fucking the males will stand on the female's back, and the males are like. two times the size of the females, like noticeably fucking way larger than the females. That's an easy way to tell which one's males, which one's females. The males, the big bastards, will literally tackle the fucking female duck, stand on its back like a goddamn surfboard, like it's fucking Beyonce, and peck at the back of their heads. Like, they just peck at the back of their heads, shoving their face into the fucking dirt, and, like, just keep pecking at it, and then fuck them. So, now I feel terribly guilty. I want to give these guys water because they're ducks and they're aquatic birds. However, I am watching a fucking rape crime happen, then at night, locking them all up together in the same coop. I don't know what the fuck to do. I am promoting this, but I'm also trying to stop it. There's a hawk that's interested. I don't know who's going to get what. I don't know what corkscrew's going to go into what wine bottle. But for God's sake, I'm at a loss here.
you're like the roofie dealer, right? You've got that that kind of loose connection, and then I don't think roofie dealers ever feel guilty.
He's not going to do anything wrong with these roofies, right? No. I'm like, here's some water, but no raping. No raping today, buddy. No take the water. Today. Yeah.
Now, here's a weird thought that I had when you were telling this story. Because you mentioned something. So your ducks are now afraid of water because of a hawk. A hawk came in and was like, oh, I'm going to eat you. And the ducks are like, ooh, fuck, better get out of the water. And they're like, because they were in the water at the time the hawk was trying to eat them. So do you think that's how natural evolution worked? Like there was a fish that was swimming around, and he watched his buddy, like Hal, was like swimming next to him, and a big like pterodactyl came down and went bah, and took Hal out. And he's like, "Fuck, I better not be in the water anymore." So he just kind of figured out how to walk out of the water, and then all of a sudden we had like alligators because I feel like that's a natural progression. And then he had like a mouth, and he was like, "I'll eat you too, motherfucker." And I feel like that's how evolution works.
Yeah, no, I think so actually. And then, like, I genuinely think that may work. And then, like, the alligator eventually turned to, like, I don't know, a bearded dragon. And then the bearded dragon became a rhino. And then a rhino kind of transformed into a horse a little bit.
Oh, no.
And then the horse became Ann Coulter.
And people kept making jokes saying, "Hey, why the long face?"
And then those jokes became us, and then now we're here.
And that's why we're here. Hey, man, nice shirt. We didn't even intro. We didn't even say the name of the show. We didn't say who we are. People are listening going, who are these guys just talking about shit? I can't even keep up. They were talking about clothing and all of a sudden talking about Nick's weight loss, how he lost 6 ounces and everybody's proud, and then he's talking about just setting the bar low, and then we talk about responsible tenants of his testicles. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. We covered a lot of ground today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm excited that Nick's wearing a brown shirt because it makes me feel like he's taking care of himself. You know, that's what that makes me feel like. You know, he's got his hat just a little bit askew so I can see a little bit of the lettuce. He looks like me when I was probably about 13 years old. You know, some strings hanging out of my shirt. Didn't know how to wear my hat right. Had a patchy looking beard. Actually, when I was 13, I had a full beard. So, but he's close.
There's no way you had a full beard when you were 13.
I had a full goatee.
When you're 13? Bro, I barely started puberty when I was 13. Can I tell you a great insecurity of mine? I remember being in middle school, and I would see kids with hair all around their legs, like on the back of their legs by the calves and shit like that. And I was like, I only had hair on the front of my legs, and I was so embarrassed by it. And like, I would like never want to wear shorts because I would always.
We'll get you there.
Thank you, thank you. I would make excuses when I was young. Like, why, if I wore shorts, I'd be like, yeah, man, the jeans rubbed all my hair off the back of my legs. And I told people that. Yeah.
And no one cared?
No, nobody gave a shit. No one noticed? But I want to let you know, if you went to middle school with me, and I told you that excuse, if I told you that excuse, it was a lie. And I'm now 28, I'm willing to admit that lie. But I know I probably sold you on it because I was a pretty good liar.
We've talked about my irrational. Lie, but that's a true story. We've talked about my irrational insecurity, and that's I feel like I don't have enough leg hair, and for it doesn't match my beard. I have like, but it's I look at it at times. I'm like, it's, you know what? It's a decent amount, and then I look at it other times, like and compare myself to other men, and I'm like, that's not, nope. And then I look at my chest. And
now
I'm like,
is
you
this
know what? I got enough.
Your whole life?
I feel good.
Is this your whole life problem, or did you start to lose your leg
recent.
Hair? Yeah, you started to lose your leg hair. That's why you're getting older. You start to lose your leg hair when you get older.
No. And I noticed that around where I wear socks, right? Because that's actually a thing. It rubs it off, and down my sock line, I can tell that it's not a thing. But if you get up towards calf and thigh, I've never really been, like, super hairy. Like, I'll see guys that have this, like, this luxurious, like, hair on their legs. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then there's the guys that are just, like, that next level where you're like, hey, are you wearing wool pants? I don't understand. Are you like a centaur? I don't know what's – why is it so hairy? I'm not that by any stretch, but – I feel like I don't have great legs either. I've got, like, stripper legs. I don't even have good, like, man legs.
Dude, I got fucking thunder thighs. You don't believe it, but like, I got thunder
great thighs. I've seen
thighs.
I got
thighs. Some good
meaty
thighs.
You got beautiful thighs.
Got
I'm jealous
thighs,
of your thighs.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
You got great
Thank
thighs.
You so
they
much,
could use a little
man.
Bit more hair. Do you shave them?
I don't, but I do grow a lot of hair on the inside of my thighs. Right from where the ball bag is down to the inside of the knee. There's hair, and it's long.
That's weird.
Top of the thigh is a medium roast. On the outside of the thigh, dude, we're cooking raw. We're cooking raw.
So you have like
on the outside.
You have like reverse chaps. Is that what I'm hearing?
I have reverse chaps. Yeah. That's exact. Okay. That's fucking exactly okay. Right. That's exactly right. I have reverse chaps.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a new way of looking at life.
Hey, should we plug our socials?
We have socials.
Listen, it's a good way to be.
Dude, we've got – I get – for whatever – well, I have the email – our email attached to my phone, which, by the way, we still didn't fucking talk about the email.
Oops.
we're so horrible. I saw a couple of emails out there. If I remember correctly, we had a Brandon. We had a Josh, Tina, and there was another one. I can't remember who it was. And one of them was – I read the title, and I didn't – I, like, immediately did not want to read the rest of it. Because I felt like it would have hurt one of my feelings, like one okay. of them, just like
a quick
like
one.
The one that you know that one feeling that kind of lives over kind of by himself and he just kind of hangs out every once in a while. I was like, hey guys, I'm over here. And you're like, oh fuck, that guy's here. It's that feeling. Which if he would have got hurt, I think I would have been okay. I would have gotten through my day, but it still would have been like, ooh, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, like ooh, I wish one that didn't happen, you know what I mean? But oh well, you know.
Yeah,
it's like it's like when your old camp counselor overdoses. You're like, ah, man, I remember him. Ah, I wish that didn't happen. Ah, fuck.
Shoot.
Yeah, well, he did show me his pecker. So.
Yeah. Dude, before okay, no, I can't. I'm not gonna mention that because that's gonna bring us way down. Let's plug our socials.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, you want me to go? Is that?
Let's do you. Here's what I want you to do. I will read our socials. You just be quiet, and then we'll continue.
I like that a lot. I'll fuck it up.
At HMNS podcast at TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
God,
yeah, we're back on the grind. Coming up. We're gonna post a lot more on TikTok. It's been a long couple weeks since we have done so. That's mostly the environment and global warming. And fuck you, North Korea. Now, if you want to email us, like Josh, Brandon, Chapman, and somebody else.
I didn't write
do
it
that
down,
at
and I made it up. So
HMNSpodcast@gmail.com. Look at us on Spotify if you want to see my brown shirt, if you want to see Logan's grays, if you want to see us go through our episode. Logan's showing you all of his chins at the moment. Now, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for loving. Thank you so much for making love to your significant other. When your significant other stops having any sort of physical contact. That could be a touch. That could be a butt grab. That could be a graze of the fingers as you're walking through the kitchen in opposite directions. That's when you know the love is truly lost. So try to save it before you get there. Physical touch is an amazing thing. If you have seen your father's pecker and it was not as pleasant as your camp counselor's. If your father was your camp counselor and they all touched you, call somebody else. I don't care. Until next time, peace out, everybody.